Man, you just never know. You know, one minute you're thinking about, okay, what am I gonna have for dinner? You know what? I wonder if she cooked this dish that I really love. I wonder if my little baby boy is gonna be awake. You know, by the time I get home, is he gonna be taking a nap? And then that's it. It's all over. Everything's 100% done. Our thoughts and love go out to everybody, all those 9 people in a helicopter that were probably sitting there just thinking about what's gonna be for dinner, that next game. It was just a regular trip that they've probably done hundreds and hundreds of times. Kobe Bryant and his daughter, it's still so surreal. I don't know, I don't believe it. You know, it's everywhere on the news, so it must be real, right? I'm gonna get an episode together. This is tribute to Kobe Bryant. Gave us hours and hours and gave us a lifetime of memories, you know, forever. When you shoot that wad of ball of trash into that wastebasket and yell out Kobe, it's gonna have a different feel. And I've been doing that since I can remember, you know. Hug your loved ones. Tell them you love them every single day the same way I do. I kiss my beautiful little boy and my beautiful wife every single day right before I leave. Every single day. What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Unqualified News with your host, Sam Mauricio. That's me. Yeah, man, it's kind of started off a little sad. And, I mean, I have a couple stories that are probably going to be a little sad as well. One of them relating, you know, the Puerto Rican earthquake. It just happened around late Christmas at the end of 2019. Still a lot of stuff being uncovered. Bunch of scum being uncovered over there. iHeartRadio lays off a lot of employees. Now they're using more AI technology. Every time you skip a song, every time you like something, in a way, you're feeding that AI. And I mean, what are we gonna do about it? I don't know. And then there's that article in there about the caravans, you know, those caravans of immigrants coming from Central America. I have my father out there living in El Salvador, so I talk to him regularly. So I'm trying to get more information on the day-to-days of what's going on in El Salvadorian life. So once I get more information on that, you guys start hearing some more stuff. So again, life's pretty short, so definitely always and just be positive. Always love somebody. Puerto Rico emergency director fired after residents discover warehouse full of Hurricane Maria supplies. This one is from CNN.com. Ponce, Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez Garst fired the island's emergency manager hours after a warehouse filled with supplies was discovered. The emergency aid is believed to be from when Hurricane Maria hit the island 2 years ago, the governor said. And they have a picture here. And I mean, best way to describe it, just kind of picture an empty Costco, but full of pallets. Wooden pallets, about 6 feet tall, water pallets, full, just the warehouse full. There's people looking and recording with their phones, man. Carlos Acevedo, director of Puerto Rico's Office of Emergency Management, was dismissed Saturday. The governor appointed Major General Jose J. Reyes, the adjutant general of the Puerto Rico National Guard, to replace him. Earlier on Saturday, numerous pallets of water and boxes with emergency supplies were found at a warehouse in the earthquake-ravaged city of Ponce. Several residents were seen opening the rolling metal doors of the building and calling for authorities to distribute the supplies. Families began lining up Saturday afternoon outside the warehouse, hoping to get bottled water, food, and emergency radios. CNN affiliate WAPA reported. Acevedo has denied allegation of mishandling, saying the agency has been actively distributing supplies, according to a statement released through the Office of Emergency Management. No residents have been denied any supplies in the warehouse, including food, diapers,
baby formula, and cots, Acevedo said. He said about 600 pallets of water were distributed when Hurricane Dorian and Hurricane Karen threatened Puerto Rico and during a drought that affected the island last year. Nearly 80 of those pallets remain in the warehouse because they expired, he said.
Water expires? I didn't know water expired. I mean, I know if you leave it in the bottle for too long, it's bad if the sun hits it, but this is a closed warehouse. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if water expires. If somebody knows, please let me know.
There have not been orders to seize or destroy those items at any point, Acevedo said in a statement. Vasquez Garz has directed Secretary of State Elmer Roman to investigate the allegations and share his findings within 48 hours. There are thousands of people who made sacrifices to bring aid to the South, and it's unforgivable that resources have been kept in a warehouse, the governor said in a statement. Puerto Rico has been ravaged by a series of earthquakes since December 28. In the last 2 weeks, tremors and aftershocks have destroyed or severely damaged hundreds of structures and forced thousands of people in the southern area of the island to flee their homes. More than 8,000 people have been living in outdoor shelters in the cities of Yauco, Peñuelas, Guanica, Guayanilla, and Ponce. Some of those displaced are residents who are too afraid to return home for fear a wall or the roof will collapse.
Man, I know you guys have seen this on the news. And just like the volcano in the Philippines, Taal volcano, still emitting all that microscopic glass into the air, there's still tremors, aftershocks going on in Puerto Rico.
iHeartRadio just replaced hundreds of human workers with technology and artificial intelligence, AI. This one comes from digitalmusicnews.com. We first reported on iHeartMedia's mass layoff of employees nationwide. Now, the company has explained why those people were let go. We certainly hear a lot about machines replacing humans in the workforce. And there are certainly some in-your-face examples, like self-checkout aisles at supermarkets, but most of the threats feel like they're in the distant future. Unless you're a laid-off iHeartMedia or iHeartRadio employee, yesterday, we reported that iHeartMedia and its iHeartRadio unit were laying off a massive amount of employees with potential hundreds impacted. Initially, we reported that dozens were losing their jobs, but that number quickly increased. A source to Rolling Stone has since pegged the number of laid off employees closer to 850, while a source to Billboard simply called the mass layoff a bloodbath. Now, iHeartMedia has released a press release trumpeting the move while crediting its significant investments in technology and artificial intelligence, AI. The statement was just sent hours after employees were sent packing. As it enters the new decade, iHeartMedia today announced a new organizational structure for its markets group as it modernizes the company to take advantage of the significant investments it has made in technology and artificial intelligence, AI, and its unique scale and leadership position in the audio marketplace, the company declared. In an international memo sent to iHeartMedia and iHeartRadio employees, the company pointed to the unfortunate price we paid to modernize the company. The memo to staffers sent by iHeart's top executives characterized the dislocations as necessary for growth. There will be some employee dislocation, some by geography, and some by function, which is an unfortunate price we pay to modernize the company, the memo stated. The memo was signed by iHeartMedia CEO and Chairman Bob Pittman and President COO and CFO Rich Bresler. Yeah, it's pretty easy to sit behind your big desk, send out an email, and fire 850 people. All those families. In true dystopian fashion, the release also emphasized the ability of its technology improvements to help its employees. But of course, that only matters if you weren't laid off. No. The company has made significant technology investments to change everything from how it sells advertising to how it utilizes data and builds new businesses like its digital platform, podcast platform, and robust data platform. All of which have given it an undisputed leadership position in the audio world, the releases continues. Additionally, the company's technological advances increase its ability to support its employees and its customers through world-class systems and innovation. In the company's statement, Pittman reiterated that company's embrace of technology as well as the benefit to employees, we are now using our considerable investments in technology to modernize our operations and infrastructure, further setting us apart from traditional media companies, improving our services to our consumers and advertising partners, and enhancing the work environment for our employees. That's the article there. Man, that's a tough read. So these guys, COO, CFO, vice president, sitting behind their desks saying, hey, we're letting you guys go so that the company stays off. It just sounds so horrible, man. I just feel like they could have took a better route. Then again, I mean, we've known this is coming for a long time, right? I remember my first job, 2004, was working at a grocery store, and we did not have self-checkouts. You know what I'm saying? And now with I remember when self-checkouts came in, we were like, what? Oh, you taking our gerbs? And now half of us don't even use the self-checkout. You know what I'm saying? So stop it. I mean, it's horrible. 850 families are going to be affected. In Colorado, Denver, that's where iHeartMedia is at. So it sucks. I hope that the company gave them a severance package for doing what they did. They're talking about now they have AI. And what I think that means is, hey, we've already been collecting your data for so long, so we already know what people like, what people don't like, how long people will listen for, you know, when do people pause, when do people skip. They've gotten all that information. They've already had people crunch the numbers, put them into a system, and now that AI, artificial intelligence system, is up and running on its own. So it doesn't need those 850 people behind it backing it, right? Which kind of sucks. I don't know where I heard it, but Elon Musk had mentioned something like, humans are the bootloader for AI. I have no idea what that means, but I kind of do know what it means. It pretty much means we're here to pretty much build AI so that AI can take over. Oh, that jingle. I was thinking of changing that jingle. Or maybe it's just the way the week is going. I'm not sure. But it's time for Trump's tweets. All right. I had to scroll down quite some to actually see a tweet from him. He's been retweeting a lot, and it's a lot of videos. So let's not even get into that. It's obviously about the impeachment. We'll get into that. And here it goes. This is what he tweeted. @RealDonaldTrump. This was about a day ago. Kobe Bryant, despite being one of the truly great basketball players of all time, was just getting started in life. He loved his family so much and had such strong passion for the future. The loss of his beautiful daughter, Gianna, makes this moment even more devastating. Melania and I send our warmest condolences to Vanessa and the wonderful Bryant family. May God be with you all. He took the time to do that. That's very thoughtful. His next tweet, a couple retweets after, was all caps, read the transcripts. And with that, I was actually working on an episode, and I am working on an episode. It's just gonna be the transcripts he keeps yelling about. Just the transcripts. What he said and what President Zelensky said. So I will do that for you guys. Just gonna be the transcripts, and I'll title it Read the Transcripts or something. I don't know. DHS boss warns caravan migrants will be sent home if they reach US amid reports of violence. DHS is Department of Homeland Security. And this one comes from FoxNews.com. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf on Wednesday warned migrants traveling north through Central America as a part of the latest caravan that they will not be allowed into the United States and that the safety of Americans is the priority amid reports of violence from members of the caravan. There's like 4,000 people in that caravan is what I've heard, or more. And of course, out of 4,000 people, there's going to be a couple bad apples, right? Just the same way you grab 4,000 people from any city here, there's going to be some bad people. Just I mean, come on. Is this even news? But here we go. Being a part of a large group like a caravan provides no special treatment or benefits to those who participate. Unfortunately, there have been acts of reported violence by some involved in this caravan, Wolf said in a statement. The department is prioritizing the safety and security of our officers and the American people. Should any members of the caravan reach the U.S.-Mexico border, they will be processed accordingly and quickly removed, returned, or repatriated, he said. The statement comes after Mexican police clashed with hundreds of migrants trying to get into the country from Guatemala on Monday. Tear gas was fired on the migrants as they hurled rocks at Mexico's National Guard militarized police, Reuters reported. You have two options. You go back to Guatemalan territory or you come with us, Mexican immigration agents reportedly said to the migrants who had crossed the river at the border between the two countries. At least 4,000 people have entered Guatemala from Honduras since last Wednesday, according to Guatemalan authorities. Wolf has repeatedly said that the U.S. is equipped to deal with caravans such as this one, noting that it is much smaller than the caravans that were coming north in 2018 and early 2019. Since then, the administration has almost entirely ended catch and release, the process by which migrants who are detained at the border are released into the United States to await their asylum hearings. By doing so, officials say it ends a key pull factor that had been attempting migrants to make the dangerous journey north. It has done so in part by a series of agreements with regional countries. The United States has significantly expanded the Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, or Remain in Mexico policy, whereby migrants are returned to Mexico to await their asylum hearings. Mexico has also increased National Guard forces at both its northern and southern borders as part of the agreement with the United States. In addition, DHS has penned asylum agreements with Northern Triangle countries such as Guatemala, whereby immigrants can be sent there to claim asylum instead of the U.S. Additional agreements with El Salvador and Honduras are going into effect. So, this is what they're saying. With all those words. So the people that are trying to seek asylum here in the United States cannot anymore, right? Because we were able to sign some paperwork or whatever it may be so that if there's people seeking asylum in the United States, we can now legally just send them to Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador. Here, you guys take them. Who knows what the United States is giving these countries so that they're able to take this, you know? There's a lot of corruption in these countries. So who's to say that the United States isn't just, you know, in the background, like, hey, you guys take our migrants and look, we'll give you a little bit of money or whatever it is. Guarantee you that that's what it is. At home, the United States is also implementing a rule that migrants that have previously passed through a country designated as safe without claiming asylum would not be eligible for asylum in the United States. It's part of a crackdown that has seen apprehensions at the border plummet by more than 70% since May. In his statement Wednesday, Wolf praised the Mexican government's efforts increasing security at their southern border, saying it has been effective and maintained the border's integrity, despite outbreaks of violence and lawlessness by people who are attempting to illegally enter Mexico on their way to the United States. He said that DHS is monitoring the progress of the latest caravan and that personnel is on the ground in Central America helping local officials. Something he said has already led to hundreds of individuals being stopped, apprehended, and sent back to their home countries. Man. Somebody asked me a while back, and it wasn't in a negative fashion, you know? And I didn't take it in a negative fashion, just let me start there. They're like, man, I wonder why there's so many Salvadorians here. You know what I mean? And I kind of laughed a little bit, and then I told them the story. If you're Salvadoran, you probably already know, right? The civil war in El Salvador in the 80s that drove pretty much half the country out of there. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here in the United States. My dad fled the country, came here, crossed through Mexico, then came to the United States. His brother decided to stay and join the army. Now my dad and his brother, they're together in El Salvador now as we speak. But my uncle that stayed in El Salvador, he was a casualty of war. He hit a mine. And his legs were blown off. That gets me thinking of, if my dad wouldn't have escaped El Salvador, I would not be alive. And possibly my dad would not be alive either.
So it's hard to just see this type of news and it just goes. It just goes out of the news. Nobody pays attention. It's hard to really understand unless you're really in it.